Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Glad you're with us today on New Life. And when I say us, well, I'm talking about Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams. Hi, guys.
Hey guys.
Good to be with you.
Good to see you both.
Now, rarely would I ever get to do this, but I want to tell everybody that the two people here, the experts with me today, are some of the best liars you will ever know. Now, I have to explain why I say that.
Gifted.
We've been putting together a little bit for some of our folks at New Life, and all of the hosts have been asked to say something, you know, tell a story that's true and tell a story that's not true and let us try to figure out which one is and which one isn't. And so it's been so interesting to see how that's all panned out. It's been really fun. But I was listening through the headphones at you guys, and man, you're really good at that. I'm just shocked. I was absolutely convinced that you drove the lunar rover there right on the moon. So anyway,
and the fact that Larry believed that just was when Larry said, yeah, that is a truth,
yeah,
I looked
Larry
at him like
bait.
Seriously, Larry,
it's amazing.
Do you even watch TV, Larry, or are you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're glad everybody's with us here today, and we're going to tell you the truth, and we're committed to the truth, the transforming truth that has never, ever disappointed us, I'll tell you. So you call us right now if you want to be part of New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. Going to be hanging around today, literally hanging around for, I guess we'll be here for 3 hours. And if you can't get in the first program, maybe the 2 hours after that, 1-800-229-3000. While we were just about to come on the air, I was talking with Larry, and you've heard us talk about our financial need. And I know that the second I mention that, some of you are going, I think I'll turn this off. But I hope you won't, because we'll just mention it briefly. We've mentioned it in the other days, but we really do need some folks to come through for us. And if you can do that, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, hey, I want to help you. I know it's been a tough summer, and September hasn't come blaring back in. And so if you can help, please do. And a gift of any amount, and we send you an amazingly wonderful teaching that's done by our good friend Dr. Henry Cloud on getting back up and really trying to take the worst things that are negative in our lives and trying to use them to God's glory and to bring purpose and meaning to our lives. Our way of saying thank you. But look, we hit these walls every now and then we got to look at where can we stay on and where can we not. And we don't want to ever not be on anywhere, because we love it. One of the things that I have always shared with folks about Christian radio, you don't really know what you're missing until you're missing it. And the impact that all Christian radio has on a community is pretty powerful. But our ministry, we hope, is a place where people go and come and talk about the tough things that are hard to talk about in other settings, their church or wherever. And that we don't just provide hope or a better way to look at it, but we provide a path for complete and total transformation. If you want to be a part of that, would you support this ministry? And one of the best ways, most gratifying, is to scholarship somebody, support somebody through one of our workshops and see what happens in 48 hours. We've got one of those workshops coming up this weekend in Dallas. But call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you can help.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and it is this Friday in Dallas, Texas. Mylan and Kay Yurkovich, they are the authors, the co-authors of How We Love, brand new edition, second edition, tremendous, tremendous new material in there, in that book, and they're going to be talking, I'm going to be speaking, I'll be speaking with some of the great things that I think have come out of the research done for Mediterranean Love Plan and how you can restore passion. But let me tell you something. Here's the bottom line. A lot of people have a pretty good marriage, and then something horrible happens in that marriage, and they don't know how to repair it. It doesn't get better, it gets worse. It festers. Resentment becomes bitterness. And then they find themselves lost, and they go, what happened? Where did we go? And how do we get it back? When you come to the marriage intensive, if nothing else, one of the greatest things that happens is you learn how to repair your marriage. And I got to tell you something. Before I started doing the intensives with Mylan and Kay, I weren't too good at repairing. And I'll bet, you know, all of us have learned to repair better and better because of us being exposed to Mylan and Kay's work and all that's there. And if you want to take a marriage that's in trouble and learn how to repair it, not just for the big things, but on the day-to-day basis, this is the place to come. The other reason to come is that you're done. You're fed up. You see no hope. You'll leave with hope. Chris, you, Sherry, you, both of you, you've seen the results of the marriage intensive, and
it's big. And you know what is really interesting? Sometimes when you've had this pattern or thing in your marriage that has kept you from your spouse, you don't even realize it, but you start getting embarrassed to kind of turn things around again, or you feel like there's some pride, and it's
so
a quiet
true.
Pride. It's like,
yeah.
I don't want to be the one to go first, mm-hmm. or I don't yeah. want to give in, because if mm-hmm. I give in, they'll take a mile. And so these weekends kind of stick a fork in that and stop that process so you can go in and really get honest and get a kickstart for something different.
Well, and it's not just what people see, it's what they don't see. And what the weekend does provide the safest place on planet Earth for you to see the most honest version of your marriage and yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that safety in there allows that humility to say that, no, here's how I contribute, or here's how I'm a part of it. Here's my way of trying to love you that doesn't work. And then the solutions, the tangible solutions to repair that and to do something different provide so much hope. That leads to what we talk about here all the time, healing.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you think, I don't need a workshop, but you need help. You call us. Let us talk to you. Let us help you. This is why we're here. We love helping people. And, you know, we've been doing it a long time. We love seeing the results. If we didn't see the results, we wouldn't be asking you come, and we wouldn't be asking you to support the ministry either. Well, our phone number today, 1-800-229-3000, and let's go to Debbie, Oakland, California, KFAX, an amazing station. I'm glad that you listen, and now you're with us. How could we help? What's going on?
Well, Debbie.
Hi.
I don't know where to start.
Okay.
Let's see. I have known my husband for 20 years, mm-hmm. and I have two teenagers. And I the question that I've gotten to a point after all these years. I'll let you help me fill in what I need to tell you.
Okay.
What happened? So I've gotten to a point where I'm thinking it might be better off for my family if I were to leave.
Okay. Tell us. What is the horrible thing that causes you to believe maybe better to just end the whole thing?
It's not one thing. It's I have tried to connect with my husband and then my children our whole married life. And with each year, each day, all the many, many things I've tried, counselors, doctors, everything, it doesn't work. I lose more and more of myself and more hope. And I'm kind of at the point right now where I feel like I've sacrificed all I am, everything I have, all of my hopes and dreams. And I want to say I've given up hope, but I know as God there's always hope, so I have a small spark. Just calling this radio station is giving me hope, so or calling the ministry.
Has he been unfaithful? Has he?
No.
But he's just not the man you wanted, and he's disconnected and in his own world.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to ask Sherry.
Hold on a sec. I keep trying to think, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, and I feel like I'm making a lot of excuses, and I would think after 18 years I would get some feedback that I have value. I ask my family what they like about me, do I bring a bright spot to their day, and they can't think of anything, ever. Maybe once or twice a year if I really push it. So I'm thinking after all this time, I should see something.
This is not just your husband. This is no one in your family is able to answer that. And so you're saying I'm going to leave the situation, not just the husband.
So Debbie,
I cry a lot, and I go and hide when I cry because I know they don't like it. But now it seems like I can't stop crying. All the time, and I have to, make dinner and clean, and so they told me it's getting harder and harder to block me out, to block my crying out, to ignore me, and so I'm thinking if it's all bad, I'm doing that to them, maybe I shouldn't be there.
Well, and I'm a little worried about you in light of, because what I'm hearing is almost the way somebody talks when they don't want to live anymore. And
yes.
I'm concerned about you.
I'm saying you don't have to be concerned because I believe in God. He has a purpose. If I'm still alive, He has a purpose for me.
So then let me ask you
constantly.
Okay, then let me ask you this. How young were you when you felt, when did you start believing that you couldn't exist or didn't have the right to exist? How long have you felt invisible?
I didn't have the right to exist.
Yeah. How long have you felt invisible, that you felt that other people didn't see you?
Well, consciously or...
In your heart. In your heart.
I'm thinking I remember 6-7 years ago, I was so sad, and the thought of ending my life, like, well, if my life ended, how would I want it to go? And And I felt totally peaceful. And that concerned me. I started seeing a counselor that I would feel better thinking about not living.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. But so, let me say this. I'm feeling like it has a longer cord back. It started somewhere, maybe even in your life before your marriage. Maybe not. It could have started with your marriage. But there's something in there that feels like you're invisible to you. You're looking to get affirmation from other people because you don't even see you. You don't know your own heart. You're not sure how you can delight in you. And when I hear someone talk as you're talking, my gut goes back to early family. Like somehow you got really missed in your home. You might have been the lost child. You might have been someone that didn't have a voice, that was overlooked. And so no one was there to mirror back.
Could that be true?
Not the way you're saying it, but I think I have a servant's heart, and I love when people, I do things for people and they smile, like I know, knowing that I made their day better. That was my role in the family. I was always hanging around looking like, did my mom need something? Could I make the day nicer? What could I do for somebody? And I guess I liked it because I did it, and
But you're always having to bring something in order to be accepted in relationship. You're always having to do something.
Yes.
You don't know. Yes. You don't know that you can be accepted just for you. Not having to bring anything. Not having to do anything. That someone could love you just because you exist.
And you know, let me just throw this in. So the thing that us pleasers do, rather than say, you know what, I do this just to prove that I have a place at the table with other people because my shame makes me feel like I don't, makes me feel like I'm less than in a marriage or with my, even with my kids, we say we have a servant's heart because that sounds so much more noble than we're doing this out of shame, out of inferiority, out of just trying to believe that we have value. And so we're, as Sherry said, we're always bringing it. But maybe it's not out of a servant's heart. Maybe it's out of a dead heart, an empty heart, a heart that eventually pleasers have to be replenished. And when you hit that wall, that's when real trouble happens. You want to kill yourself or you want to kill the relationships that you're in because nobody has noticed the way you wanted them to. I really feel for you because I have been you. And it's not fun. Chris, anything you want to add here?
I would just say this, Debbie. There, you've been carrying around, as Steve said, an emptiness in your heart, in your soul. And in the middle of that emptiness is a lot of chaos that creates pain. That's the thing you're trying to escape. That's the thing you're trying to kill. I want to encourage you to get into help, to go into that place. And it's there that God is going to restore your inherent worth, that you are valuable without adding anything. It's not Debbie plus anything other than God himself. And so I really want to encourage you that, because I don't want you to leave your family. You're believing you don't matter. And that's a you belief, not a them belief. You matter. And to take away from your family is going to punish them because of what you believe about yourself.
So how I found myself, because like Steve, I'm in it with you, is I started going to a 12-step group. It's called CODA. And in CODA, it's for Codependents Anonymous, you aren't really able to fix or to help or to give anything. They don't let it happen in the 12-step. You have to just show up and be you. Mm-hmm. And it was really awkward for me for a while because I was so used to trying to fill that space with something. But eventually, over time, I found myself and I didn't have to bring anything to be loved. Have you ever been a part of a group like that?
No, I haven't. I have been in a situation like that. I had two people, a pastor and another counselor. They co-counseled, and not even from my church. They gave up 2 hours of their time every week and had to travel to meet with me, and they wouldn't take any pay. And this went on for 2 years. And it was hard for me at first to not try to pay them or pay them back for just loving me unconditionally. But I didn't. I mean, of course, I thanked them. But, yeah, so that was amazing. I've never felt so loved ever. People that didn't, they didn't even live near me to reach out to me like that.
All right, here's... Well, go ahead, Sherry.
That's what we're talking about. So I would say my one suggestion is you need to get back into a process like that. So the 12-step would be the place that I would have you go today. You can go to a group today, tomorrow, the next day.
The other thing, I'm going to see if somebody listening would support you and your husband coming this weekend to Dallas. And let's get the two of you together, working together on this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. A couple of things here. You know, taking your life back, and I'm going to send that to her. I hope that she'll read it. But taking your life back, you know, it's not just about getting out of a habit or an addiction or, you know, something like that. Sometimes the obsessions of the mind just so overpower us that we are not our own. And what an amazing thing that we just heard, Sherry and Chris, that there was a couple who sensed the deficit here in her heart and said, whatever it takes, we're going to drive, we're going to meet this need. And of course, that's never going to be enough if that doesn't lead the other folks into redemptive relationship with you. It all has to work together. Any comment you want to make about that call? I hope somebody would get her and her husband to the intimacy intensive because they need to be in partnership here in this struggle that she's having.
Yeah, I would just say that a lot of these things that do show up in our relationship are personal, but one of the things that the intimacy workshop does is that it shows us what is actually the pain showing up in the relationship and what is exactly the pain showing up in my own life. And so there becomes a much clearer picture about what is the relationship, what's the other person, and what's myself. Now, let's be honest. In most relationships, we think it's the other person, you know? But it's so helpful because you get the exact solution when you understand the exact problem.
Yeah.
Well, and Debbie has an underlying negative belief. The shame you mentioned, Steve, her negative belief is I'm not enough.
Yeah.
And so she could have people spend 2 years with her pouring into her life, but until she changes her mind about that negative shame belief and it becomes I am enough and she feels it inside from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, we don't change, right? Her behavior. She's still giving bids at the dinner table. How do you love me? How do you love me? That's coming out of I'm not enough. So we've got to change those lies, and that's what the weekends help us to do.
Okay. Before we go on, and again, if we're coming to Dallas this weekend, just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Whether you want to come to the weekend or not, if you've got a marriage problem, we can help you, and maybe that's the solution. But here's a symptom that I've always fallen back on. It's the ultimate symptom of when somebody really needs to get help and get it now. And it's this: when more than enough is never enough. When more than enough love for most people is never enough for you. When more than enough attention from others, like in the case of these people that went out of their way to put into her life what she needed. When more than enough never satisfies, it's never enough. Hey, that's not the way God made us. And if you can get some help, you're going to live a different life. Right now, one of the great folks in my life and one of the great foundations of this ministry is Larry Sonnenberg. He's here with us. And Larry, we've been talking about September. It has not come back the way we hoped. A lot of people are giving in different areas and different ways. And tell us what our need is. Maybe there are a few people that could come together here and meet that need. What is it?
Yeah, I will. I want to say two things quick. Thank you for everybody who is currently giving and has given recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want people to think we're not thankful for them.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is we try various ways to try to help everybody understand giving and philanthropy and such. But your question cuts right to the chase, and that's what I want to do on this time. Our need by September 30th, we need $140,000. And that's kind of choking and mind-boggling when somebody's giving $10, $20, $50. And we can, you know, the more of those we get, the better. But I also want to appeal to people that have the ability to give a little more. It's a variety of people, and it's not the amount. I believe with my entire being and heart, God honors your sacrifice, your willingness, your cheerfulness. And if you can make a gift of $10,000 and it doesn't affect you like it does somebody who gives $10, would you do that? We just need support like we haven't needed it for a while. And we don't like sounding desperate, but I want you to know it's a real need and we don't want to get desperate. So if you can make a gift today, call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. You can go online to newlife.com. You can go. You can put a check in the mail today to P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609.
You know, Larry, you've got the hardest job here because it's never enough. I mean, if we could get to a point where we could have the funds coming in where we didn't have to ask, that's we would love to live out of it is enough. Mm-hmm. But because we go day to day, week to week, and we've got to pay such big bucks to be on the air, we have to ask. And back to school can be enough to throw everything off, right, in a month.
Yeah.
And so what you're saying is we...
And
we,
three hurricanes.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But what I want to say is we really believe there's a book that Henry Nouwen wrote about the spirituality of fundraising. And I believe what he writes in there with all my heart. If people who do the ministry that present their need can match up with the people that have the resources, God does amazing things.
Yeah.
And we see that here all the time.
It is a partnership, without a doubt.
Yeah. And if somebody wants to come forward with a matching gift, sometimes that is really inspires people to give. We've had some people come and say, I will give $25,000 if you can get $25,000 in or $50,000. And
thank you.
It's 2-to-1 there. It's a great. So if you want to bring a matching gift, today, call us, because we will honor that. And
thank you so much.
Lives are transformed, and you can be part of that. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. I've got to tell you, at the break, I was just talking with Sherry about some advice that she's given me many times and help. And I was just saying, I'm so grateful that I have this kind of counsel that I can go to, people like her, with issues. And the bottom line is, you have that too. Right here, you can call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can have access to that's who I go to. Sorry, Chris, but maybe next time I'll call you. But,
that's all right. Hey, you have some great people around you.
This is where I turn, and you can turn there too, and you can keep us on the air and help folks be able to continue to turn here just simply by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE and supporting the ministry. We love you. We care about you. We want the best for you and hope that you want the best for us and you can help us. Intimacy in Marriage is this Friday. Come, you can still get in. Every Man's Battle is October the 6th in Pittsburgh. Restore, November the 10th. Let's go back to the phones because that's why we are here. And let's go to Charles, Casa Grande, Arizona. I love saying Casa Grande. Thank you for calling, Charles, from Casa Grande. You're listening on Sirius XM 131, channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern. Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you today?
We're doing okay. How could we help today?
Well, I've been struggling with my emotions, and I feel like I'm out of control, kind of, because I have a daughter that lives with me that has some substance abuse issues. And she has my grandson living with us, too. And several years ago, it's been about 9 years I've been dealing with this, but when my grandson was born 2 years ago, the state severed her parental rights, and I raised him for 9 months, and then her parental rights were restored. And I get into confrontations with her all the time because of her behaviors, like erratic, and I feel like I'm lost. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes I don't respond correctly to what's going on, uh-huh. but I know it's not right. you know, and I don't know how to control. It's like I get angry, and then I think about it, and I feel all this love, and I can't like kick her out because then I'm kicking him out, and that's not fair to him.
Well, you're not. Wait a second. You're not kicking him out if she doesn't have parental rights, and you take them back from her because you don't feel like she's a fit mother. Now let's talk about
her parental rights were restored after 9 months.
Yeah, that's not a permanent thing. Is she being a responsible mother or not? What's she doing?
Well, I don't think she is.
What's she doing? What's
She doesn't pick him up on time from daycare.
Why?
You know,
why doesn't
she? She should be picked by like, but well, because she places other things on a higher priority, I guess, and that's what offends me. I think, you know, I always have been there for my children, and I, you know, went out of my way for my children. I put off things in my life for my children. Mm-hmm. And my children came first.
Okay, so is it a man? Is it a substance? What's the problem that has destroyed her?
Substance.
Okay, what is the substance?
You know,
what's the substance?
Methamphetamine.
Okay, so you're saying it's okay with you if your grandchild is being ill-raised by a methamphetamine addict?
Well, I'm not. She recently was put on probation, and there's a probation officer working with me trying to get her on these programs. And from what I get from the probation officer, she's working on her master's degree in psychology, and so she's supposed to know how to read people and see these things. I'm not trained in any of that. She tells me, oh, be patient. Well, you know, it's been 9 years. I've been patient.
What's the question for us that we could help you with?
And Charles, can you tell us when's the last time she used, just so we kind of know, when's the last time she's used meth?
You know, I would say a week ago. I'm not certain. I asked her, you know, are you loaded? I can't even tell anymore.
Hey, Charles, let me jump in for you, man. Charles, you're dealing with an addict. Methamphetamine is bigger than you, way bigger. And the fight's not even fair. It's you're going into the ring with an 800-pound gorilla, and you're getting beat up every time, and everyone else is too. Methamphetamine is I mean, I don't really have words to express how powerful it is and how much it takes over a person. So I'm not here to be mean or callous because you love your daughter. And I'm going to say this because you love your daughter. You're not dealing with your daughter. You're dealing with something that is a direct threat to you, to your grandson, and everyone around. If she's used, I'm so glad Sherry asked that question, because if she's used within the last week, she is not even close to being sober. Not even close.
No.
And so I want that to be crystal clear. And you're trying to control a situation that is absolutely uncontrollable. It's out, and so you're frustrated. You're having these emotional struggles. You lash out in ways you don't want to lash out. You get angry and frustrated, and then frustrated at yourself. And then you're like, yep. Well, but I love my daughter. So there's this internal turmoil that is just killing you, and that's the contagion of addiction. That's how addiction gets us, because it gets all of us. That's why it's a system disease. It's a family disease. It's a relational disease, not just a disease in the person themselves. So I want to paint that picture as clearly as possible, because it's a desperate picture that needs desperate solutions. And what I mean by desperate, I mean it just needs like, no, I am putting my foot down. I am not dealing with this. I will go through all the legal channels possible, because my grandson, who I deeply love, is in the hands of methamphetamine and the decisions that methamphetamine makes. And now, make no bones about that. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Now tell me what the probation officer is saying. What's the probation officer saying to you?
That be patient. She's taking steps to get her into different programs to try to get her to move along in the direction she needs her to.
Okay.
My situation is my work requires me to travel 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm only home on the weekends,
right.
So she's left alone to do whatever she does. And then I don't have any family members. My wife left a long time ago, and my other daughter's in California, so there's no one there to assist me with this. And
all right.
I really am fearful of losing my grandson.
Yeah, know? Right. Okay. So these are very valid concerns and realities. Mm-hmm. When you're not there and she forgets to pick up her child, what happens in those situations?
Well, the father of the baby, and his name's Alec, the father's mother, Debbie, will go pick him up.
Okay. Well, here's what I would do if I were you, and I'm going to ask Sherry to finish up with you. If I were you, I would sit down with the probation officer and your daughter, and I would say this. What a gift you have, sweetheart, to have a probation officer who encourages me to be patient with you rather than punitive. It's almost like a role reversal. And I want to honor that, and I'm going to be patient with you. And here's the situation. Within 90 days, if you have not found a way to recover from your methamphetamine addiction, if you're not only just in a program, if you're not working that program, I'm going to do some things different. I'm not going to enable this. I'm not going to be part of it. And I will do whatever I can to make life better for my grandchild. But in reality, by me saying this, I'm trying to make life better for you. So I am giving you an opportunity, 3 months, 90 days, to figure out how you're going to develop some consistency, some congruency, some authenticity in your life. And I'm going to expect that your probation officer is going to be in support of that. Now, I would go to that, to the mother or the other grandmother of this child, and I would work out a plan. If she doesn't adhere to this, if she doesn't respond, I don't know what she'll respond to. How could we work together when I'm out of town and in town to take care of our grandchild rather than let this continue? Because, you know, people say they wouldn't recover for love or money. Well, many times, finally, they will recover for love. They will get better because they're going to lose something they love. And I have to believe that that mother within her still loves this baby enough to do some tough things. When we come back, I'll have Sherry finish up with you, but I just applaud the man that you are. I am so grateful that you're in the mix here, but it may be time to do something different because you can't just predict that everything's going to continue like it is. There could be a disaster looming and you don't know about it.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
There is a third person in our marriage and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. And Sherry, you have a couple of things here. And man, I just feel for this little boy. I'm so grateful. He's got a granddad that loves him.
You know, Steve, I'm really glad you put a 90 days down there, because the idea of patience is worrisome to me. This isn't a time to be patient. We have an addict who's actively using.
We're not patient with stage four cancer, are we?
We're not. Yeah. So I have a little different take, but okay. I would be resourcing right now in the midst of these 90 days, what type of inpatient she needs to go into. Because someone that's using meth can look like they're doing okay going to classes, but they're still using. And so you've got to stop that gorilla. She's got to start being sober, and it doesn't sound like she can do it with her mother's heart. It sounds like she's going to need some intervention, and I would be heading in that direction. You are not a treatment center at home. And fear can cause us to be angry. And I'm concerned about the level of fear that Charles has. He doesn't even realize how scared he is. Mm-hmm. But when we're scared, that scared, we get mad and we get angry out of fear.
And fear makes terrible decisions.
It does. And so if we're angry, then that triggers the addiction. You know that. Mm-hmm. Emotions trigger addictions. And so she might feel her dad's mad, and then she'll go use to cover up the... So it's a crazy train we get on. So get her into inpatient. That would be my
All right. I totally agree. And then I just want to say one thing about Chris, your statement about we can't be patient with stage four cancer, and it just goes on, and we do whatever is required to take care of it. And I think everybody lands on a fatal excuse.
That's good. Yeah.
You say, I know what I want to do, but this is my dilemma. If it was stage four cancer, you would overcome the dilemma. If that little boy had stage four cancer, it wouldn't matter if this grandfather traveled or what. He would find a way for that little boy to get what he needed. Right?
Well, he's got to save the daughter has to change to save the little boy. The little boy may need to go with his daddy for a while, and he may need to just be grandpa and let go of that for a while until she gets healthy enough. She may need to fear losing her son to get serious about. But if he's trying to hold all the pieces together, it's not going to work.
It's really not. Yeah. And I'm glad that he does have some resources. And Steve, you're right. I am so grateful that little boy has an engaged, loving, faithful grandfather.
Yep. All right. I'm going to send him, take your life back. I'm going to hope and pray that we'll get some help or give him some options. We have the contacts. We know who can help the most in most places. Anybody that calls 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And really, all you have to do, the requirement for calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, other than wanting to support this ministry, the requirement is you want yourself or someone you love to get better. Not, dramatically healed or changed or transformed or whatever. You just want them better, and we'll help you help them get to better. Let's go to Memphis. By the way, if you're holding, hold on, we'll get to you in the next program. If you want to join us in the next program, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to Rico from Memphis, Tennessee. By the way, our radio number is 1-800-229-3000 in the next couple of hours. Yes, Rico, how can we help you today?
I was listening to about the lady and the abusive situation and the sexual abuse and all that stuff, and I think it's a lot bigger situation, and I think it could actually grow to bigger, even potentially even her husband murdering her. And because he's not valuing her and who she is, and it grows. And she really needs to get out of the situation. And also, as a person who I had a roommate who was, while I was dealing with cancer, my roommate, he was a cocaine addict and twisted everything around. And so I'm certain she's also probably going through major depression as well, mm-hmm. because people could twist everything around.
Sure. Now, did you hear some kind of sexual abuse that was going on with her?
I thought there was some abusive going on. I didn't quite hear of it, but I mean, it just,
like, it was,
I've been traveling the U.S. And I've been interviewing pastors and finding out what they're teaching people during difficult times, and to create a training program to help people better. And the Holy Spirit's been guiding me and teaching me, and I've been sharing the gospel and stuff. But
good.
That just came to my thoughts, and I'm like, I had to call.
Yeah. Well, I think if we're talking about the same call, and Sherry, you and Chris could correct me, but I don't know that there was sexual abuse involved. Was there? Did I miss that?
No, we didn't.
It was more
hear that.
Neglect. It was neglect. It was disconnection. But it was a history of that on her part. And our belief was that if she left, that probably wasn't going to make things better. It actually might make things worse. I appreciate your phone call. We always like getting to hear
concerned listener that's like, hey, there could
Here's
be some
hearing.
Real harm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you know, if we ever hear that somebody's in danger, kind of like you might have thought you heard, we do, our priority is get safe. That's the number one thing, especially when kids are involved. Well, that's about all the time we have for calls, but if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000, that's the phone number for the next couple of hours. You know, there's a wonderful scripture, James 4:10, that says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. How many of us have strained massive muscles trying to lift ourselves up, mm-hmm. and God says, just humble yourself before me. I love you. I want to take care of you. And that's exactly what the Lord will do. And so all of us, we want to be directed by God, and we don't want to be possessed by anything but the power of the Holy Spirit. If you need help with that, we want you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If your life could stand for something better, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's the same number when you feel led to give, to support, to help us continue to do what we do, which is transform lives, taking people without hope. And in the end, they find something many of them did not dream was possible to experience again. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll send you an amazing teaching. It's a double CD teaching from Dr. Henry Cloud, Embracing the Negative, and then the other teaching, Getting Back Up. He's one of the greatest teachers in the country, one of the people I respect most in my life, and that's our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry. I hope to see you Friday in Dallas. If your marriage is in trouble or could use a lift, you want to go to the next level, we can help you, but you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number. And also, don't forget to check out tv.newlife.com. Both Chris and Sherry have some amazing programs on tv.newlife.com. And if you decide to give a gift, we'll send you the CD from Dr. Henry Cloud. Also, if you join Club New Life, we will send you the Take Your Life Back day-by-day devotional. It's 365 days, and the New Life Cross, all of that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. We care about you. We pray for you. We were praying for you today during our devotional time, and hope you'll let us help you if you need it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Chris. We'll see all of you next time right here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you.
but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.